So the answer to the question, what are we going to do, is, well, we're going to do what we did yesterday, and we're also going to do that tomorrow. Now, if you'll indulge me for a minute, some of you will get the reference, and some of you will just think it's another strange thing that Father Seraphim would say. When I was younger, I listened quite a bit to a band called The Who. One of my favorite songs was We Won't Get Fooled Again. It's a very ironic and kind of bitter song, actually, because it's about unrest in the streets and things like that, and that there's always going to be unrest in the streets, and there's always going to be somebody doing something to somebody. So on that level, it's really doesn't have a Christian point of view, but this is a Christian point of view if you substitute guitar for something else. He's talking about all the unrest in the streets, and he says, pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Sometimes there's truth in secular things. I find that fascinating. That's a real truth. Just don't pick up your guitar. Pick up your Psalter. Pick up your Bible. Pick up the gospel. Or put yourself down on the ground with prostrations. That's a truth there. He's speaking the truth. He's being a prophet right there. He didn't know it at the time, but that's a prophecy. That's the way to deal with the world, is to pray, to live, to be a Christian. And then much of your anxiety, much of your unrest, much of your disquiet, much of your being out of sorts, maybe not feeling like you don't belong, all that stuff that comes about in our lives because we just have this noise in our head, all that tends to quiet down when you are praying, when you're living a really significant, severe violence, according to the scriptures, violent. Spiritual life, an inner spiritual life. That's why I talk to you about this stuff all the time. And I'm talking to myself about it when I talk to you about it. It's critically important. This is the way to live, is to live with a spiritual life that's significant, to really struggle in following the commandments and keeping the fast, which is just a help to follow the commandments. It's not an end of itself. And to say your prayers, to do your prostrations, to read the Psalters. Take me up on it if you haven't already.